What a joy it is to be with you this morning as I continue the last series that we will share together, which I've entitled The Christian's Glorious and Wondrous Calling. The series is based on St. Paul's excellent opening to 1 Corinthians. And I hope you brought your Bibles with you this morning, because I want to turn to this passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 4, for a second week. Paul begins almost every letter he writes with a profound sense of thanks, offering thanksgiving. And what we learn from Paul is thanksgiving is the normative response for a believer whose life is being changed by Jesus Christ. And thanksgiving is a sure doorway through which God promises to pour more of His Spirit into us. In this final series we share, I want to think about three things that we are called to, for which to give thanks. Three things that acknowledge the goodness of God in our lives, and three things that open the door to even greater growth. Listen as we hear St. Paul's marvelous opening, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you or through you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We began last week following the admonition of St. Paul by giving thanks to God and giving thanks to the individuals through whom the testimony of Christ has come to us. I asserted to you that for most people, faith is not so much taught as it is caught initially. Something different in the personality, something different in the behavior, something that is compelling to us, something that we want. I made some calls last week to people who have had a profound influence in confirming the testimony of the risen Lord in my life. Did you make some calls? Did you call to mind those persons that God has used to shape you and guide you along the path? So many of you have begun writing notes to me about the ways that God has brought us closer together, and how I've helped in the 7 years I've been here confirm something of the goodness of the risen Lord in your life. A happy moment, a funny moment, a moment filled with tears. I'm putting each and every one of those notes in my Conyers First memory book, and I thank you. Well, Paul, first of all, says to give thanks for those who have had a godly influence in your life. But then secondly, and it's our subject today, secondly, Paul says, give thanks, take stock of the supernatural growth that you are experiencing in your life. Let's look at the text again. Paul begins by saying, I always thank my God for you because of His grace given to you in Christ Jesus, for in Him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. I kind of feel like St. Paul this morning as I look back over these 7 years that we have shared together and the supernatural growth that I've seen taking place in so many of you. Now, I stress that word supernatural because we are all naturally gifted people, right? You're not a mistake. You're not an accident. You're not an afterthought. You are a peculiar, unique miracle of God. Let me stress peculiar. Some of us are in the peculiar club. Peculiar, unique miracle of God. But when the outpouring of the Spirit of God, which is a gift through faith in Jesus Christ, He takes what is natural about us and He lifts us to a supernatural impact for the sake of the kingdom of God. A confidence, a clarity, a certainty that our lives matter in the kingdom of God. He says, give thanks, because something great has happened in you. Look at verse 7, one of my favorite New Testament Greek words. Paul says, about the believers in Corinth, you do not lack any spiritual gift. The word spiritual gift in the Greek text is only one word. It's one of my favorite words. Hold on, ready? Are you ready for it? It is charismata. It is the root of the word charismatic. Charisma. Charm. That supernatural something extra in human personality that makes you a reflection of the divine heart of God, that empowers you in ways you never thought possible to be His unique agent of hope in someone else's life. And Paul says, I give thanks that there is no lack of the charismata in the church in Corinth. May I step back and say, after 7 years, there's no lack of the charismata, the palpable presence of the Holy Spirit of God at Conyers. First, and he says, here are at least two dynamic ways the charismata of God is making a difference. In knowledge and speech. In speech and knowledge. How God, through His supernatural anointing, is changing the way you think about everything. Your thoughts are becoming more like God's thought. And because your thoughts are more in line with God's thoughts, the speech, the behavior, the relationship you have with others is profoundly changing. Your tongue is no longer a weapon to cut other people down. Rather, you see your tongue as an instrument to build people up. The insecurity that is a part of every one of our lives that causes us to compare, to boast, has been replaced with a sense of confidence that I want to build into someone else the hope of Jesus Christ. I've witnessed that in my 7 years, how the knowledge of the goodness of God is changing everything about who we are as the people of God. Now, knowledge and speech are just a couple of gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, 1 Corinthians 12 is one of the great teaching moments of St. Paul, talking about the full breadth of spiritual gifts. And all we have to do is move forward into 1 Corinthians 12, and he begins to list manifestations of a life that has upon it the charismata of God. How your life is uniquely empowered to advance the kingdom of God. And after that wonderful teaching in 1 Corinthians 12, then Paul crowns that teaching with an entire chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, that extols over all of the gifts. The greatest of these is, come on, you know it, the greatest of these is love in action. I have a question that I'd like to ask you today. Following after St. Paul, giving thanks for the enabling, enriching grace of God, the enabling charismata of God that you have experienced over these last 7 years. I want to know, what has been most effective in these past 7 years? to be the doorway through which you have gotten in touch with the charismata of God. Here's what I want to know. I want to know how you have been best and most profoundly impacted through this community of faith. How you have grown up, grown more confident, grown more equipped as a servant of the Most High God. Because as I move to a new congregation, I want to have in my heart the things that we've done together that have mattered to you. That have been the open door of the charismata of God for you. And then secondly, I want to be able to share with your new preacher some of the really cool things that are happening in the life of this church that are building people up to follow Jesus, to be instruments of His grace in the world. Think over these 7 years, or for whatever portion you've been a part of this church. What have been the most important spiritual moments in your life when you have had the palpable sense that my thinking is changing about who God is, about who I am, about the situation in the world? How that has been reflected in your behavior, the way you speak, the way you relate, the way you invest your time, the way you invest your money, where you find your greatest heartbeat of joy? Was it because you finally got serious about studying God's Word and disciple Bible study? Was that door to the charismata? Maybe it was those 3 days when you had no idea what was fixing to happen to you at the walk to Emmaus, but that was the open door of the charismata of God in you. Was it a small group men's Bible study or women's study? Was it getting beyond the fear of people who look different or smell different or have a different experience of life, and you began volunteering with Family Promise and you stayed with homeless people in our church? Or you were willing to get on the van and go downtown and meet homeless people under the bank drive-through and love them? Not for what they are or the circumstances in which they find themselves, but because God doesn't give up on anybody and we don't give up on anybody. They are unique, unrepeatable miracles of God. Maybe it's when you realize that there are people in this community, little boys and girls, that actually go hungry on the weekend or the summertime. And God began to pour His charismata into you as you pack backpacks with nutritious food so boys and girls could have something to give them nourishment. Maybe you delivered gifts at Christmas time and you couldn't speak a lick of Spanish, and those to whom you delivered gifts, many of whom could not speak English, but there is a language that transcends the human language. It is the language of the heart. It is the language of love. It is the language of God's charismata, working in and through you. Maybe it's getting on an airplane and traveling to Central America, to one of the poorest and neediest countries in all of the modern world, Honduras, and riding in a broken down yellow school bus over roads that haven't seen a paving, up and down and up and down and up and down. And you had the door of God's charismata open to you as you were part of the mission team to Honduras. Where's it been for you? St. Paul says, give thanks for all of the ways that you have been enriched. Now, why is that important? Because I believe we're called to count our blessings. I believe we are called to give thanks for the supernatural growth that we are experiencing. To say, you go, God. Yeah, I didn't think my life could be this fulfilling. I didn't think I could really have that much of an impact on somebody else. God, thank you that you've given me a confidence, that you've given me courage, that you've given me a greater compassion and a calling to pour myself out for the sake of somebody else. When we do that, I think, it just causes God, the heart of God, to smile and say, I can trust that kind of person. I can trust the person that says thank you. Would you like a little more? May I pour a greater blessing of the charismata into your life to widen your influence for the sake of Christ and the kingdom of God? I thank you for the way that you have widened me. Thank you for the way you have widened me. A sense of confidence to cast vision. A boldness to do what not every church is willing to do. I have to tell you, as I stood in ICU yesterday afternoon, Chaplain Cecil was there. Joe Minshofer was there. We were praying over the lifeless body of little Brittany, giving thanks for all that she had taught us. In walks her DFACS caseworker. I had not met this servant, unsung servant, challenged servant. Stuck out my hand and said, "Hi, I'm John Byers, Conyers First Methodist." She did not say, "Great to meet you, honored to be in your presence, can't believe I'm getting to meet." She said, "Thank you for what your church does to care for our families." Do you know how much that meant to me? That the first thought this DFACS caseworker had when she heard Conyers First United Methodist Church was caring for those who were in need. My soul smiled. My spirit rejoiced. Would you take a moment right now and think? Give thanks. And then write down on the back of your connection card now, how in these 7 years, or whatever period of time you've been together, has God most richly stretched you, poured out the promise of His charismata in you and through you? How have you grown to think more like Christ, to speak more like Christ, to live more like Christ, not because you have to, but because you want to? It's who you were created to be. Would you take just a moment and begin to do that? It will be such an encouragement to my heart as I launch into a new congregation. And I believe it'll be a great encouragement to your new preacher. St. Paul said, "I always thank my God for you because of His grace given to you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way. All kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any charismata as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus to be revealed." Have you been enriched? Think about it. Give thanks for it. And in so doing, open the door of your spirit wider to the greater work that He wants to do through you. Amen.